is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we've got an interconference contest for you tonight in boys high school action. We're speaking to you from the barn in New Knoxville. The Bodkins Trojans, 4-3 on the year from the Shelby County League, are on the road playing the New Knoxville Rangers, 1-3 on the year from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Bodkins has not beaten New Knoxville in 13 seasons. Trojans head coach Brett Meyer would like nothing better than to get his team's fifth victory tonight and put a halt to that New Knoxville winning streak. New head coach at New Knoxville in his first year is Josh Lisi, former junior varsity coach, a graduate of Wapakoneta High School and Wright State University, a teacher here at New Knoxville. He's got a club that is not as big as Bodkins. And Chuck, we saw last Friday night, Bodkins' size and Chad Bergman on the inside at 6'7 was virtually matched up by Brady Wildermuth. Bergman did manage to get 14 points in that game. Nobody else for Bodkins had more than seven. Jackson Center's defense was outstanding. New Knoxville's got a tall order tonight going up against Mr. Bergman and company.
Well, no doubt. Besides Bergman's points, they got real good contributions from Fullenkamp and Grevy and Flora and Luke Bergman. I mean, so it wasn't all Bergman. He had a lot of help last week.
and I was impressed with them. I thought they played outstanding basketball against Jackson. Then the next night on Saturday, Botkins came back, played even better. Granted, not the quality opponent of Jackson Center. But the Trojans led from start to finish, defeated Ridgemont 59-54. Eric Greavy with 22 points in that game. Cameron Flora, 9. Luke Bergman, 8. Chad Bergman, his typical 14-point game. He's averaging 16 on the year. But, wow, you talk about balance against Ridgemont. Some of that tonight, and Botkins will be tough to beat. Rangers don't have a lot of size.
They're going to have to surround Bergman. That's a fact, because they don't have anybody that can play him straight up like Brady Wilderman did. That said, that's going to allow the Botkins outside shooters, if they will go to the arc and get their feet set, that's going to give them a chance to get some open shots against this defense.
Now, we've talked about a number of programs on the boys' side this year, Chuck, which are rebuilding, so to speak. Not starting from scratch, but youth movement is on at several high schools. Layman Catholic, Fort Loraming, here at New Knoxville, which graduated 5 pretty good seniors a year ago. Rangers do have a couple of double-digit scorers. You'll hear the names of Leffel most of the night. Also, New Knoxville gets very good scoring on the season from the likes of Lammers and Top. Two top scorers, no pun intended, are Leffel and Top. New Knoxville likes to penetrate and dish and shoot the long two or three.
Well, I remember Leffel and Top from last year, and they do take the ball to the basket well. They were role players last year. This year they got to step up and be the man.
This New Knoxville team has a mark of 1-3. Could very easily be 2-2. Drew Warman for Fort Loraming beat New Knoxville on a buzzer beater, a shot from 8 or 9 feet from down around his hip. He knocked it in just as time expired, or New Knoxville would have a victory over Fort Loraming on the road. As I mentioned, Redskins, another team, very young, and who knows, by late January, February, for sure tournament time, this New Knoxville team will be quite pesky. We expect an up-and-down game tonight, Chuck. A lot of fast movement. New Knoxville wants to get out and go before Botkins' defense gets set.
Yeah, I mean, the best way, your best offense against a team that plays tough defense is to beat them down the floor. That's coaching 101. You can have some good half-court sets, and some teams are good running half-court offenses, but if you beat them down and get a good look at it, that's the way to score.
We have been entertained this year by a number of very good junior varsity games, boys and girls each, and tonight no exception, right down to the last couple of possessions. Botkins pulled it out.
Yeah, it was a good one. There are times where I nod during JV games, but tonight it kept my attention.
No nodding this evening, that's for sure. We thought we might get an OT out of it, but not an extra session. So our varsity tilt will tip off right on time. New Knoxville Rangers pep band has struck up in the background. We are at the barn. This gymnasium doesn't seat 1,000, probably more like 800. And a good collection of people on hand here tonight. A lot of Botkins folks down to the far end of the bleachers to our left. Red and gray and white all over the place. Those are the New Knoxville Rangers colors. We do see a red and black mat down to our left, but I think New Knoxville's colors are red and gray. That's what we see out on the hardwood. Of course, Botkins in the black and gold, wearing the dark unis here tonight against New Knoxville. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors this evening, right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Lacalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which has been on the air with us since our inception here on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, providing you with the best local sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loraming. Mitch Middendorf and his crew at Middendorf Builders are developing the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna, Route 25A, just north of I-75. Beautiful wooded lots available. Anna Schools, Anna Utilities, not far from the interstate near Honda, too. And also, Mitch Bindorf will construct a beautiful customized home for you according to your plans and specifications. Middendorf Builders, a household name in building located in Fort Lauderdale. These additional underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Krish's in Sydney. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Krish's? And thanks as well to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp at John Hemp Imagery will give you his very best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, On-Time High-Tech Computer Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it is out of this world. We'll return with starting lineups, opening tip upcoming. It's Botkins on the road here at New Knoxville tonight. An interconference game, the Shelby County League versus the MAC on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Welcome back here to New Knoxville. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Don't forget now, we've got a big game for you on Friday night. Pickwa Sydney from Pickwa High School here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tip off 7:30, on the air at 7:10. And then on Saturday afternoon, Lima Bath Girls at Fort Loramie. That's a 12 noon JV start, 1:30 varsity tip. On the air at 1:10, that's 1:10, not 2:10, on Saturday afternoon, Lima Bath at Fort Loramie. And then on Saturday evening, a boys contest for you for Minster. We look at Houston and Minster boys teams for the first time this year. Houston and Minster, tip off 7:30, on the air at 7:10 p.m. on Saturday night. And then, of course, we've got a few games for you early next week. That's scheduled to be determined Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday prior to Christmas, and then at least 6 days off before returning to action here on scoresbroadcast.com on the Monday following Christmas. Likely contest on that night, these Botkins Trojans on the road at Minster. And for sure that week, a game from Versailles, likely to be Anna Versailles Wednesday night after Christmas in the Versailles Holiday Tournament Championship. Always look forward to going over to Versailles, Chuck, for that event. Excellent crowd, turns out, each holiday time for the four-team tourney at Versailles High School.
It's a beautiful school. They do a good job. They take care of us, and it's always pretty good basketball. And I think that Versailles and Rushi would be a pretty good matchup this year.
And no doubt we'll have that game later on this season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rhett Meyer, head coach at Bodkin's, 13th year as the mentor of the program, 22 years on the bench as an assistant or head coach at Bodkin's. They are no more likable than Rhett Meyer. He does one heck of a job, gets the most out of his club season in, season out. And he's just one heck of a guy, extremely approachable. We like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a good dude, as they say.
Class act, as are all the coaches here in the Upper Miami Valley, Shelby County League, every single one of them. They treat you the same way every single time you see them.
And they see them. They're either good actors or they truly are glad to see us.
I like it. National anthem is next. We've got the starters and the tip upcoming. Bodkin's at New Knoxville boys basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Bodkin's Trojans have won four times in seven games this year, Chuck. It's game eight for Bodkin's, only game number five for New Knoxville. Does that make a difference, do you think, mid-December?
I don't think it does at this point. I mean, I think if you haven't played and somebody's played one or two, it does make a difference. But once you've got a couple of games under your belt, I think maybe sometimes you can play too many early, because then it turns into too much practice, not enough games later on in the season.
Yeah, well said. This New Knoxville team lost to Fort Loramie in its opener 52-51, defeated Waynesfield Goshen 54-52, then dropped a game to Versailles, which is solid as a rock this year, 78-47, and to Anna last Saturday night, 61-50. Anna Rockets led that game over New Knoxville 8-14, virtually the entire contest. Starting five for both teams being introduced at the moment. For the homestanding New Knoxville Rangers, Logan Leffel, leading scorer on the year, 6 feet tall, a senior, 16 points a game. He's joined by Nick Topp, 6'1", a junior, 13 points a game. The other trio of starters, Jonah Lagerman, 6 feet tall, a sophomore, Sam Stone, 6'3", a junior, and Zach Newman, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, and a senior. Nobody real sizable, but pretty good balance in terms of height. Everybody over 6 feet tall, Chuck. In fact, the two starters better than 6'2".
Well, you know, you look at rebounding, and rebounding is position and determination, and you don't have to be huge to have either one of those.
But it is a New Knoxville team without a true post player, that's for certain. And it will be interesting to see how the Rangers handle Chad Bergman here tonight. For the Bodkin's Trojans, the opening five consists of Chad Bergman in the middle. Eric Grevy was coming off a fine game on Saturday evening. Fullenkamp, Egbert, and Flora, the other three starters for Bodkin's. Opening tip to start the game. We are seconds away from that. We're situated high above the basket at one end in the mezzanine here at the barn, looking straight down at the goal. Bodkin's takes the tap. It goes to Fullenkamp. He steps up into the half court. Looks for help. Throws it on top to Flora. Outside to York on the left. Handled there by Greedy. Greedy into the post to Bergman. Bergman, 10 feet away, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Goes on top to Thornkamp, now to Bergman. Bergman on the arc. He's guarded by Leffel. Ball thrown to a cutter, entering the lane. It's Luke Bergman. He catches and hits a 14-footer.
That's a nice curl off a screen, and he does a good job of squaring his shoulders before he shoots it.
Very good start for the Botkins Trojans. Here is New Knoxville with the ball deep in the right corner. Now it's thrown on top to Leffel. Goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot, hands off to Top. Top penetrates against Greavy, throws one up on the run, draws shoulder-to-shoulder contact, two-shot foul. Nicely done by Top. Who picked up the personal, Chuck?
Bergman. And that was what you talked about, that they did. Top and Leffel like to take it to the basket. You get a lot of fouls that way.
They sure do. They will penetrate, make you guard them. And that may be an objective of Coach Josh Lisi's team. Try to get Bergman on the bench with a couple of quick fouls. First free throw up and in by Top. Second one in and out. Wouldn't have counted anyway. New Knoxville in the paint too soon. 2-1 our score. Trojans lead it. Just short of a minute gone. Four court comes Botkins. It is Bergman to Greedy. Back to Bergman. To Fullenkamp. Bergman catches on the arc in the left corner. Here's Fullenkamp straight away. Picked up tightly by Leffel. Fullenkamp dribbles to Bergman. Deep right corner, Greavy looks for the flashing Bergman in the lane. Gets it to him baseline. He's behind the backboard right below us. Awkward shot. Deflected by New Knoxville. Touched by Bergman. Goes out of bounds to the Rangers.
That one didn't have a prayer. He unless he shot it over the top of the backboard.
No. That shot by Chad was closer to me than it was going into the rim. I was looking right down at it.
The pass led him to a bad spot on the floor.
Yeah, it sure did. Was not his fault. Here is New Knoxville with the ball 25 feet away. Good rotation. Ball fed on top to Lagerman. 17-footer bangs off the rim. Rebound Bergman of Botkins. Down the floor to Fullenkamp. Hits the slasher. Greavy fumbled. Picked up by Bergman. Muscles toward the rim. Shot short. He might have dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah, he didn't have good possession of the ball that time. And when he started to go to the basket, he'd move both feet.
2-1 in favor of Botkins. Just short of 2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter of play. With the ball, New Knoxville. It is Jonah Lagerman into the post. Ball caught by Top on the arc. Boy, he ran with the leather. Two or three steps after he snatched the pass, official did get it.
I think the reason he didn't blow is because he couldn't believe he traveled that badly right in front of him.
I think maybe you're right. It was whistle, violation on the Rangers. Botkins has it, forecourt right below us. Greedy on the arc, hands off to Fullenkamp, dribbling. Good switch off by New Knoxville's defense, 20 feet away. Here's Luke Bergman in the far corner. Skips it across to Greavy. What good half-court defense by New Knoxville. Here's Greavy staggering down the lane. Flips it up there off balance and caught the back rim. Went down, dropped through. I said Greavy, I should have said Flora. Nice play by the Botkins Trojans who lead it 4-1. Here is Top to Leffel. Leffel again catches. Wants to hop a couple steps before launching the shot. He turned it over.
You're allowed to move both feet, but you got to dribble it.
The lead for Botkins is 4-1. New Knoxville yet to can a fielder. 5:15 to go. First quarter of play. Here is Flora at the foul line. Baseline right to Bergman. Bergman meets resistance in the form of a defender. Zach Newman, body foul against the Rangers. Ball out of bounds to Botkins right below us at this end. 4-1 Trojans. Ball entered deep in the right corner for the three-point shooter, Luke Bergman. It rims in and out. No good rebound, Rangers. Rangers in white with red numerals. Scampering down the floor in a hurry goes Top. Top in the lane. Hands off to teammate Stone. Off-balance 10-footer short. Rebound, Botkins. Botkins up 4-1. Quick lob down inside to Bergman. Fine entry as soon as the Trojans got to the half court. Mismatch on the interior. And Bergman was pounded on the arm. Two free throws coming. So far, Chuck, Botkins at the defensive end has limited the Rangers to no field goals.
Yeah, they're playing well, and the Rangers seem to be a little tight.
Bergman, Mr. Automatic at the stripes, sinks it. and it's 5-1 in favor of Bodkins. Second free throw by Chad on the way. In again, 6-1 Bodkins. It's been 13 years since Bodkins last beat New Knoxville. Chad Bergman coming to the bench with the rest of the Trojans as the Rangers have signaled for a timeout. 3 minutes, 10 seconds gone. First quarter, 6-1 Bodkins over New Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Head coach Josh Lisi of New Knoxville just got a timeout. Let's see how the Rangers have solved Bodkins' defense after the break. And it's done nicely. Good penetration by Leffel down the lane. A late dish to a teammate, Stone. And Stone bores in from the right corner. Banks one off the window. And it's 6-3. Boy, that timeout was a healthy one for New Knoxville. It produced points. Here's Bodkins deep in the left corner. Long three tried from way outside. It is missed on the play. Nolan Grevy let one go. Shot selection was hurried. New Knoxville counters quickly down the floor. Leffel breaks into the lane. Gets a friendly roll off the iron. It trickles in. Two quick buckets by New Knoxville after the Rangers timeout. And it's a 6-5 game. Here's Fullenkamp on the arc for Bodkins. Dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Feeds it to the three-point shooter, Luke Bergman, way outside, short on the shot. Good rebound in the lane by Bodkins. Twisting, turning, missing. Right in front is Eric Grevy. A player hits the deck on the rebound attempt below the basket. And it is a foul against Bodkins or out of bounds to the Rangers?
I am so blocked, but I don't see him putting anything up there, so I think it was just out of bounds. I love this gym, but the bad part is you cannot see the end line on the end we're on.
Exactly right. The last 3 to 4 feet at this end obscured because we have to hang out over the railing to see the baseline. Even then, it's a little difficult. Here's the Knoxville coming right back down the floor. Little short jump shot in the lane by Leffel. Way short. Ball kick right back to him. He followed, laid it in. And Brett Meyer of Bodkins needs a timeout. Trojans have gotten lackadaisical defensively in the last minute after a good start to this game, and the Rangers have captured the lead at 7-6, 3:21 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, New Knoxville responded well to its first timeout. Let's see how the Trojans do after the TO called by Brett Meyer.
Well, Coach Meyer couldn't have been happy on that missed shot, and nobody touched Leffel as he went and got his own shot and just laid it in.
Exactly. Too simple. Here's Bodkins in the half court, and the ball is fed inside to Bergman. Now it's on the deck, rolling around. Bergman gets a hand on it. So does a Ranger or two. It's ruled a jump. New Knoxville possession. 5 minutes gone here in the first. Rangers into the forecourt. Ball fed, deep left corner. Nice cut to the basket by Top. Leffel got it to him. Top drives and banks it in on the run. Foul against Bodkins. Good play by the Rangers, Top. One of the two leading scorers on this team at 13 a game. And he's got a chance for a three-point play. We're looking straight on at the free throw. And he swishes dead center, 10-6 in favor of New Knoxville, which has answered the early 6-1 run by Bodkins with 9 in a row.
Leffel and Top have 8 of the 10 also.
Those are the two hot scorers on the year for the Rangers. Bodkins now down by 4, 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. Head of the circle with the ball for the Trojans is Flora. Flora sends one up toward the iron, a long airmail shot, clanged off the rim, no good. Rebound low on the right, but Bergman tries to muscle it back up, and he's hacked on the wrist.
And that's two on Newman, and that could be tough because I'll tell you what, within the first 5.5 minutes of this quarter, he's playing Bergman about as well as you can play him one-on-one.
Free throw by Bergman. He cans it. 10-7. Botkins down three. Second shot, Bichette. Boy, he's money in the bank at the stripe. As soon as I say that, he misses one off to the left. Rebounded by New Knoxville. And the ball is zipped up the floor by Top to a teammate in the left corner. It sails through his hands, goes out of bounds. Careless miscue by the Rangers. 10-7. Botkins down three. 2:25 to go in the first.
Stone has checked back in. He's going to have Bergman now.
Here is the ball thrown to Fullenkamp in the left corner. Enters it into Bergman. Bergman goes strong to the rim. Short, no good. Good defense by New Knoxville. Rebound tipped out to Flora. Flora hits a 10-footer, and he's fouled. Someone's on his back. And now Botkins can get even in this game at 10 if Flora completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Cameron Flora, free throw line for Botkins. He dips the knees, arches it up, and in. The front rim, backboard, and down through. We are even up at 10. So far this game, a series of mini streaks. Nothing's been decided at all, 10 apiece. Here's quickly New Knoxville down the floor. Oh, what a great play. Joey Lagerman fires a pass into the corner to Nathan Timmerman. Timmerman creates contact, chest to chest, flips it up anyway, makes it. It counts. And that is on Bergman, I think, trying to defend the drive. He picks up number two. We talked about that being a mission of New Knoxville. Get Bergman on the bench, and there he is now.
That was a real tough call against Chad.
Yep, it was. And the free throw by Nathan Timmerman, a 6'2 sophomore who substituted in for the Rangers, is good. He converts the three-point chance, and New Knoxville leads 13-10. Here's Botkins down the floor. Fullenkamp posts up in the lane. It's fed to him by Eric Greavy. Fullenkamp missed the half-hook shot. New Knoxville races down hastily. It's Top way off balance in the paint, goes airborne, and cracks into the shoulders of a Trojans player. It's an offensive foul. Well done defense right there by Botkins.
Yeah, that takes guts to stand there and take a charge like that,
especially when the offensive player has propelled himself off the hardwood and is off the floor. That's number two on Nick Top. So Top and Bergman, two good scorers, one for each club on the bench now with two personal fouls. Here's Botkins down the floor in a jiffy. It is Fullenkamp, outstanding entry down inside to a teammate. Spin move, Eric Greavy hits off the backboard, and he's fouled.
Somebody lost Greavy because there was nobody on him. He caught it and just laid it in.
Exactly right. He hustled down the floor, posted up on the interior, got the basketball, made a formidable move to the rim, missed the free throw, though. It's off the back iron. Rebounded by the Rangers, who are up one with a minute 26 to go in the first. Logan Leffel straight away. Gives it up to Dylan Gable, a 5'10 senior who's in. Ball fed to the post, now back on the arc. Here's a line drive triple. Good by Logan Leffel. He drained a bomb. 16-12, Rangers. New Knoxville shooting for its best one-quarter output of the year, which is 18. 59 seconds to go in the first. Fullenkamp's got it 20 feet away for Botkins. A little pick and roll down inside. The throw is too long. Intercepted by the Rangers. It was intended for Eric Greavy, but it was snared by Lagerman. And here's a loose ball out near midcourt, rolling at the timeline. Diving is New Knoxville for it. Fullenkamp flicked it away. Rangers touched it last. Botkins gets it back. 43.3 to go in the first. 16-12 in favor of New Knoxville. Botkins led 6-1 early. A 15-6 streak here by the Rangers over the last 5 minutes. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Nice entry by Fullenkamp. Down inside to Greavy. Greavy shoots it short, then goes over the shoulder to get the rebound and fouls.
Well, Greavy is getting good looks at the basket. He's just short-arming the shot. That's also his second foul.
Eric Greavy and Chad Bergman with a pair of personals each. for the Botkins Trojans. Two leading scorers on the year for Botkins. Hit with a couple of fouls in the first quarter. And they will sit down probably for numerous minutes into the second period. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. New Knoxville handles the ball, leading by four. Skip pass, far side of the court to Lagerman. Lagerman looks inside and walks. Rangers have had some careless miscues.
Unforced errors.
Or could have an even bigger lead. 8.7 left in the first. Botkins must hustle it down the court. Here comes Fullenkamp over the timeline. Outside the arc to Cameron Flores, spinning with 3 seconds to go. Here's Bergman. He hoists up a long fadeaway 27-footer from nearly out of bounds. It is short. Good defense by the Rangers after the first couple minutes of the first quarter. And New Knoxville owns a 16-12 lead ahead of Botkins after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Yep, the barn here at New Knoxville has been a jinx for Botkins, which is not one in 13 tries. And the Trojans are on the short end of a 16-12 count as we start play here in the second quarter. Botkins possession. And a nice screen set straight away for the Botkins three-point shooter. It is fired up from way outside, but Ryan Egbert, no good off the flange. But a hard-nosed rebounding effort down inside by Nolan Grevy. And on his putback try, he's fouled. He's got 2 at the stripe. And he misses. It's a little long. Good rebound, though. It kicks on the play to Cameron Flora. Flora gives it up, gets it back, and fires in a triple. Big hoop for Botkins. Cameron Flora notches a 3-pointer. 16-15 in favor of New Knoxville. 1-point lead, Rangers. Ball whipped around the top of the circle. It is Gable. Dylan Gable to Jonah Lagerman. Back to Gable. He steps inside the arc, and he walked. Well, a few of these New Knoxville players, Chuck, have the bad habit of taking a leaping step or two before they get the ball down on the deck.
Yeah, they're trying to get themselves balanced, but you can't do that. You got to get yourself in a good basketball position.
Here's Aaron Fullenkamp. Rotating it to the far wing. Gets it back on top. Good hedge out high by New Knoxville. Ball dealt to Flora. Flora's double-teamed. Gives it up on the play to Luke Bergman. Bergman from 20 feet away starts angling toward the basket. Reach-in foul. A hold by the Rangers. Only 4 team fouls on Botkins, Chuck. The negative part of that is 2 each on Eric Grevy and Chad Bergman.
Well, that is the only negative free throw was.
Free throws here for Bergman, 1-1 as he was bumped, taking it toward the hoop. And he cans the first shot. We're tied up at 16. First 4-point, second quarter. Crossed in by the Trojans. Bergman again, free throw, lips the rim, hangs, and goes back in. 17-16, Botkins up 1. Jacob Roberts on the floor now for the Trojans. A senior guard. We'll set the 5 out there for you momentarily. Ryan Egbert and Cameron Flora are 2, along with Roberts. Top of the circle, Lagerman for the Rangers. Goes baseline to Nathan Timmerman. Below the rim, he starts to put up a shot. Looked like he might have been behind the backboard, but somebody whacked down on his wrist. Couple of free throws here for Timmerman.
Botkins came out in a trap situation, went zone in a trap, and New Knoxville handled it pretty well.
Yeah, Rangers doing, for the most part tonight, what over the years they've done best, and that is get down inside the teeth of the defense and then make you help. That puts you at a disadvantage, and oftentimes the Rangers get to the stripe, as they do here. Both shots made, and New Knoxville is up one on the fouls that go through by Timmerman. 18-17 Rangers. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Botkins has the ball at the foul line. It is Cameron Flora. Ball clawed away from him. For the Rangers, with a lot of tenacity on defense, caused the tie-up. And the arrow says New Knoxville possession.
Well, that's a situation where if they hadn't had to use one early in the first quarter, Coach Myers probably would have called a timeout.
Yeah, maybe.
But you don't want to go down to three at this point.
You're right. Well, New Knoxville's got the ball in backcourt, up a point, 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Faking left, going right, is Lagerman to the foul line, then retreats, gives it up, gets it back. Far left side of the floor to top. Ball flared to Timmerman. Timmerman baseline right, fall away 15-footer, strong. Rebound, Egbert and Botkins. Quickly zips it down the floor to Cameron Flora. To Egbert, on top to Fullenkamp. To Bergman, shot fake on the arc. Tries to drive into the lane. He's doubled, and a Ranger player gets mitts on the basketball. It's a tie-up. Botkins owns this one. 6:02 to go in the second, 18-17. New Knoxville up one. We thought this would be a good game, a nail-biter. It is. Rangers hungry for their second win of the year. Botkins wants to stop this long 12-game losing streak to New Knoxville. Top of the circle, Ryan Egbert with the ball for Botkins, fakes the three, gives it up to Fullenkamp, he tries it from outside, it hits the back of the rim, goes way up in the air, comes down, lands on the rim, then comes off. New Knoxville gets the rebound, it has a pass break underway, oh, what a dish! On the receiving end, Timmerman, pass by top, basket good, Botkins trailed the play all the way down and fouls, 20-17 in favor of New Knoxville. I'm sure that Rangers head coach Josh Lisi in his first year would say this is our best first half of the season so far. Free throw rolling around by Timmerman, and it comes off the iron, no good. Rebound snatched up by Fullenkamp of the Trojans. Ball thrown outside the arc, high left to Jacob Roberts. Tries to enter it to Egbert, who went to the post, and Knoxville swatted it free and stole it. Here come the Rangers down the floor. Penetration in the lane by Leffel. Leffel kicks it back out to Lagerman. Lagerman jumping, shooting from three-point territory. Missed it, no good. Long rebound, Rangers. Here is a shot fake on the arc, then the whistle blows. What, 3 seconds on New Knoxville?
Well, I think that's what he called. They also could have called travel, so it's one of those where you decline one, take the other.
You're right. There may very well have been a walk on that play. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Botkins down three. 20 feet away, Grevy. On top to Egbert. Back to Grevy. Retreats a step. Lets one go from three-point land. Missed it. Off the back brace. Rebound Rangers. Here's Lagerman, top of the circle. Throws right corner to Timmerman. Lagerman's got it with a fist in the air. Signals a play. Guarded by Fullenkamp. Throws left side to teammate Timmerman, who fumbles it, goes to the sideline to get it right in front of the Botkins bench, and his toe is on the black line.
Well, he looked down and realized, and saw where his foot was about 3 inches in, but he had put it on the line and moved it back.
Referee Johnny on the spot. 4:25 to go first half. Botkins still behind by three. Trojans have the ball for court at our end. We're on the mezzanine here at the barn, looking right down at the Botkins goal. Trojans work it quickly. And falling down in the lane is Grevy, unavailable to accept the post pass. And the ball goes to the Rangers. Tough break for Botkins. And Grevy got twisted around, fell to the hardwood. The ball sailed past him. Rangers picked it off. Here is Lagerman entering the lane. On a weave, gives it up to Top. Top doesn't put it on the floor soon enough. He's guilty of walking.
This might be the most travels in a first half I've seen against a team.
A little traveling music from the pep band, maybe?
Oh, they left. They're having popcorn.
3:45 to go, first half. 20-17, New Knoxville. Nobody scored in 90 seconds. Roberts, top of the key for the Trojans. gives it up to Fullenkamp. High screen, set McGreevy. Fullenkamp down the right side of the lane. Back to Roberts. Line drive, triple. Much too strong. Didn't catch the rim. Bounced off the glass, right into the lap of top for New Knoxville. Comes down the floor, right of the lane. And he initiates contact with Greavy, who's not set, though. And it's a defensive foul. And it's a 1-1 for the Rangers.
The two philosophies are different. New Knoxville has put their players back out there that have two fouls, but Botkin's still sitting Bergman, which I think is the right thing to do.
Yes. Shot by Top up and in, and he deserves the bonus. 21-17 Rangers.
When you put Bergman in the game, you want him to not be thinking about picking up a foul. You want him to think about just continuing to play.
And both shots are good by Top of New Knoxville, which is now in the lead by 5 points, 22-17. Top sits down. On the floor right now, Egbert and Fullenkamp for Bodkins, along with Eric Greavy and Roberts and Luke Bergman, who leaps high to spear the ball top of the circle. Gives it up to Egbert. Egbert darts into the lane, dishes to Bergman. Bergman behind the arc. Starts a drive, pulls up, foul line extended right, and hits the 15-footer.
Great concentration because it was right in front of me, and he got his arm hit pretty good.
Nice jumper by Bergman. Big goal for Botkins. First points in 2 minutes, 22-19. Rangers, 2:48 to go first half. The Knox still goes inside and back out. It's Lagerman driving right down the pike. Missed it, no good. Stick back goes in by New Knoxville. Nice job on the board, the 6'3", Zach Newman.
He's a strong kid. That was a good rebound.
And without Bergman on the floor, Newman could have his way. 2.5 to go in the first half. Rangers by 5. Shot fake by Botkins. Fullenkamp gives it up behind him to Egbert. Back to Fullenkamp. Hustling defense by the left for the Rangers. Left side of the floor. It goes to Greavy. Now to Fullenkamp. 2:13 to go. First half. Botkins behind by 5. Trojans weave it around. It's Luke Bergman. Fakes right, goes left. The defensive player slides over, not in time, and it's a foul. 1-1, Bergman.
That's when, as a coach, you yell out there, you play defense with your feet, not your hands.
2 minutes, 7 seconds to go, first half. 24-19, New Knoxville. Bergman, 1-1, Botkins. Front rim, backboard, no good. And free throws, which were missed, helped spell defeat for Botkins last Friday night against Jackson Center in the game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Right there, Botkins misfires on the 1-1, and the two potential points are left out on the floor. The Knoxville down the court, up 5, 2 minutes to go, first half. Logan Leffel to Timmerman, shot fake, gets around the defender into the lane, missed it, no good, got the rebound back and scored. Well, that's fine hustle, hard work by Timmerman. Trojans not as quick as New Knoxville right now. The Rangers have amassed a 7-point lead. Timeout Botkins, 1:49 left in the first half, and Chuck will keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Goffney Furniture, located in Sydney on Route 47 west of I-75. That's Michigan Avenue, home of Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture priced just right. Outstanding quality furniture, too. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Goffney Furniture, West Michigan in Sydney. Here is Botkins after the timeout. Fullenkamp tries to weave his way along the baseline, and he's got good position on the New Knoxville defender who sticks out the leg. And Fullenkamp has got a double bonus now, 10 fouls on the Rangers. Botkins simply has to start capitalizing at the charity stripe. Deep breath by Fullenkamp, who shoots the free throw up. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, and it rolls in. 26-20, New Knoxville up 6. Second free throw by Fullenkamp. On the way, looks good, and it is. Nothing but cord. 26-21 in favor of New Knoxville. A minute and a half to go, first half. Here come the Rangers. Leffel, 25 feet away on the dribble. Weaves it to Timmerman. Boy, he's come off the bench and given the Rangers excellent minutes in this contest.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job.
Now Lagerman's got it back to Timmerman. No one covers him, so he lets go the triple. It hits the rim, no good. Long rebound, Rangers. Seems like more often than not, New Knoxville is getting the loose ball.
They're pounding him on the boards right now.
Here's Timmerman. Awkward shot in the lane. Hop, step, and a jump. Threw it up there. No good. Wild effort. Bounced off the rim. Botkin's got the board. 55 seconds to go first half. Right side of the court, it's Egbert. Weaves around. Oh, a good entry to Fullenkamp. Led him nicely. But now the two inside players cover him up. Ball thrown back on the arc to Bergman. Long jumper, hit the flange. Botkins tracks down the rebound. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Trojan is down five. Long possession here. Outstanding drive down the lane by Grevy. He motors to the rim with a left hand. Oh, beautifully done by Eric Grevy of Botkins. That was a special play.
He switched it to his left hand because if he would have shot it right handed, he was going to get stuffed.
22 seconds to go in the first half. Botkins down three now. Four straight points for the Trojans. Rangers to play for one. 13, 12, 11 seconds to go. Here's Logan Leffel, 25 feet away. Left corner pass goes to Stone. Stone down inside to Timmerman. There's that similar walking maneuver by Botkins that's happened off and on all night long. The officials are all over it. They won't let the Rangers get away with that, and correctly so. And now with 6.1 remaining in the second quarter, Botkins a chance to cut it to one or tie the game. Fullenkamp midcourt over the Rangers logo. Gives it up to Bergman. Dropped to 25 feet away. Fades. High arching shot. It is no good. Kissed off the backboard of the rim and bounced to midcourt. First half closes. Botkins got the last four of the second quarter. Once down to seven. The Rangers lead only three at the half this game, going right down to the last possession or two. As New Knoxville strives for win number two on the young season. Meanwhile, Botkins tries to snap a 12-game losing streak to New Knoxville. Halftime score, Rangers 26, Trojans 23, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at New Knoxville, where the Rangers own a three-point lead over Botkins at the half, 26-23. And our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, you would think it's a little surprising that New Knoxville has a 16-12 rebounding advantage, except Bergman didn't play. But
with 6 minutes in the first quarter and did not play in the second quarter.
Right.
So that gave them an advantage there. 7-5 offensive rebounding advantage for Botkins. The Rangers turned it over 10 times. Botkins turned it over 6 times. 8-12 from the free throw line for the Trojans. And I forgot to count that. 4 or 5. That's 7-9 from the free throw line for New Knoxville. Individual scoring for the Rangers. Tinnerman, 9 points. He did a great job because they held Leffel and Top in the second half to only 2 points. He came in and scored 6 for them so they could keep the lead. Leffel had 7. Top had 6. 2 for Stone and 2 for Newman. They scored 16 and 10, 26 in the first half. Trojans led by 4. He had 8. They got 6 from Luke Bergman. They got 4 from Eric Grevy, 3 from Bergman off in the free throw line, and 2 free throws from Aaron Fullenkamp. They scored 12 and 11, 26-23 out for New Knoxville at the half.
Now, Chuck, we don't mean to underestimate the Botkins starting 5 and players off the bench, but without Chad Bergman on the floor, Botkins' effectiveness in the lane gets minimized, and New Knoxville, with 2 or 3 players better than 6'2", is getting the job done in the lane, and Bergman simply has got to return to the court and be a force. Head coach Brett Meyer held him out, as you said, hopefully to get 16 strong minutes from Bergman in the final 2 quarters.
Well, they got down 7, but they never lost. He didn't feel like it was slip-sliding away.
Right.
If it had, you might have seen him do a little offensive-defensive substitution in the last minute and a half, but they kept it close enough that he didn't have to take that chance.
Yeah, Botkins has a little more difficulty getting that good, clean outside jump shot when they are unable to go out in back to the outside. Without Bergman in that lane, he draws so many people so fast. Without him in there, Botkins not getting the looks the Trojans are used to from 15 feet out on. Halftime score, 26-23. New Knoxville over Botkins by 3. Both teams have returned to the floor. We're a few minutes away from the start of the third quarter. A halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Barn, New Knoxville High School. Rangers have a 3-point bulge over Botkins. Trojans down 26-23, a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, as always, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, an anchor underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast since our inception. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each high school. For Botkins tonight, it's Alexis Jones, a junior. She's the daughter of Dave and Denise Jones. Outstanding grade point average, 3.7. She is a defensive specialist on the volleyball team, participates in FTA, FCCLA, National Honor Society, and French Club as well. Undecided about the college choice, might pursue a health career like physical therapy. For New Knoxville, the
Young lady under the spotlight tonight is senior cheerleader Serena Hostetter. 4.0 GPA, daughter of Carrie and Cheryl Hostetter, also a volleyball player for the Rangers, a defensive specialist too, a student council rep, takes part in the theater crew, president of National Honor Society, participates in Pep Club, and she is a mentor for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. She's a senior. She's hot on the college trail and found out last Friday, Chuck, she was accepted to Vanderbilt University.
Wow, that is a smart girl.
And she'll study engineering at Vanderbilt. Serena Hostetter of New Knoxville, Alexis Jones of Bodkins, under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go, the start of the third quarter here at New Knoxville. Trojans down to 3 points to the Rangers, 26-23. Bodkins opened up the game with a 6-1 lead in the first 2.5 minutes. New Knoxville eventually won the first quarter 16-12. Bodkins outpointed New Knoxville by a point in the third. And the Trojans' first possession, second half, not a good one. Bodkins pounds the ball down inside, raked away by the Rangers. Trojans touch it last. It goes out of bounds.
Too many passes that time. They tried to throw a pass from 6 feet down to 3 feet.
And entirely too congested to get that done. Here's New Knoxville throwing the ball in the left corner. Quick drive to Lagerman. Fullenkamp slides over late. It's a defensive foul. And in these tight games, Chuck, the team that gets to the foul line first in the second half often wins if they are able to convert 70% or so.
Yeah, the Rangers 7-9 in the first half. They shot free throws well.
Here's a good pass from the top of the circle by Top to Leffel in the corner behind a screen. Missed the three, no good. Long rebound to the Rangers. Oh, what a steal by Fullenkamp. He took it away from behind. Bolted down the floor. Missed the driving layup. Stick back is in by Bodkins. Oh, what a play by Eric Grevy of the Trojans. He didn't give up. He followed the play and got the board and laid it through. Bodkins within one now. Here's New Knoxville throwing down inside. Tug of war for the pass. Caught on the play by Sam Stone of New Knoxville. Missed it from point blank range. Rebound tapped right back out to the Rangers. A minute gone, third quarter. Bodkins up one. Ball thrown baseline right to Stone. Oh, what a dish. Stone powers to the rim for two. Fine penetration by Leffel, set it up. Lengthy possession by the Rangers, who got an offensive rebound and capitalized. Here's Bodkins shooting for the tie. Long three-pointer by Luke Bergman. No, off to the left. Rebound left corner, Flora Bodkins. Fadeaway 16-footer off the ring. Rebounded by the Rangers. New Knoxville's Top hustles down the floor, coughed it up, driving to the basket. Bodkins the other way, two on two, and Fullenkamp is jarred. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins. Down three, 28-25. 6:21 left, third quarter. Trojans inbounding. Deep right corner, Flora down inside to Bergman. Bergman lost the handle, got it back. Reverse layup, short. No good. Rebound, Newman. Bodkins missed a chance right there. Logan Leffel ahead of the key for New Knoxville. Outside the arc, near side to Stone. Stone gives it up down below us to Top. On a weave. This is Leffel. Bergman on him. Leffel picks up the dribble, goes back to Stone. Newman at the elbow. 20 feet away, Top. Top gets a screen, shot fake. Enters the ball into the lane to Newman. Newman across to the other side of the key. Short jumper, left full. He sinks it.
Really nice ball movement that time, and they got about a 9-foot jumper for their best player.
Yep, Rangers shared the ball beautifully, that possession. 5-point lead, New Knoxville. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Fullenkamp on the arc for Botkins. Gives it up straight away to Greavy. Greavy bounce pass, baseline right, and trying to bear down toward the basket from the right corner is Flora, holding against New Knoxville. Trojans down 5 with the ball out of bounds below the rim. 5:20 left in the third. Ball throw to the corner. Inside to Bergman. Little half hook left. He's short. No good. Chad's had a couple opportunities here in the first stage, third quarter. They've been on the iron, just simply haven't fallen Botkin's way.
Yeah, he's had two really good looks. Neither one would drop.
5:10 to go, third quarter. Botkin's up 5, trying to stretch it to 7. That's the biggest edge of the night. It came in the second quarter, 26-19. Good play by the Rangers. Top peeled off a screen. Fadeaway 16-footer, hard, no good. Rebound Botkins down the floor in a hurry. Baseline left. It's fed to Flora. Shot deflected by the Rangers and taken away. Boy, New Knoxville got back on defense and clogged up that drive to the goal. Here's a Rangers drive. Lagerman careless, lost it. Botkins got it, then the Trojans lose it in backcourt, right back to New Knoxville.
Nobody back there, just lost possession of the basketball.
4:37 to go in the third quarter. Botkins simply cannot quite get untracked tonight. Midcourt, Lagerman veers off to the left for New Knoxville. Out on the arc to Leffel. Leffel to Top. Ball circled to the far side. Leffel goes to the foul line, nearly walked. Gives it up on the play to Stone. Back to Leffel, 4:19 to go, third quarter. Baseline right. Top, screen from Stone, who rolls, no pass. Back on top to Lagerman. Nearing the 4-minute mark, halfway through the third. Here's a drive by Top into the lane, pulled up, nearly walked. Fed it to Leffel, back to Top. 14-footer, hit the flange, rebounded by Botkins. Here come the Trojans, quickly down the floor, hard driving layup. Difficult attempt over the back of Flora as he was facing midcourt, was well guarded, flipped it up over his shoulder, almost went in, and Knoxville got the rebound. Down the floor in the lane, it's Newman. A lot of contact. Newman shot it in, but I think a push-off before the attempt.
Oh, they counted the basket.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow. That shocks me.
Yeah, considering the whistle happened about 5 seconds after the ball went down through the rim.
And it has registered on the board. It was 30-25. Newman made a fadeaway. It looked like he was fouled trying to scrape the ball off the floor. He dug it away from the Botkins player who grappled his arm. Then he took a step backward, made the short-range shot, and connects on the free throw. It's an 8-point game. New Knoxville's got its biggest cushion. And quickly at the other end, a 3 is chucked up on the play, but Luke Bergman, it bounds off the rim. New Knoxville traces down the rebound. The Rangers start the attack again. Empty possessions by Botkins are holding the Trojans here in the first 5 minutes of the second half of this game.
Way too quick of a shot that time, being down 8.
Exactly. Here's Top, top of the circle, handoff Newman, foul line. Back out to Leffel, 25 feet away, 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Ball skipped into the right corner to Top, finds Newman cutting. Oh, what a dish. Newman on the finish. Rangers school the Trojans on that play. Brett Meyer, head coach of Botkins, not pleased. Timeout, Trojans down 10. 2:43 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, North
Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton Maine campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Botkin's offense has stalled here in the third quarter. Only 2 points for the Trojans in the first 5 minutes plus of the second half of this game. And New Knoxville has opened up a double-digit 10-point lead, 35-25.
Oh, I'm sure that timeout, they talked about getting the ball down to Bergman.
Here's Aaron Fullenkamp on the arc. Gives it to Nolan Greedy, who's in. Back to Fullenkamp. He looks inside for Chad. Can't find him. Now to Flora, 20 feet away. New Knoxville's man-to-man defense has been excellent, constantly switching, not giving up very many good looks. Here's the ball thrown down inside to Bergman. Bergman with his back to the basket. Two players on him, one on each shoulder. He powers with a half hook from 9 feet away. It's short. That's because he's fouled.
It's third foul on Newman, and I'll tell you what, that kid's having a good game.
He sure is. When New Knoxville collectively, its best game of the season, no doubt about it. Free throw by Bergman, shy of the mark. Hit the rim, hung, and then fell to the hardwood. Second free throw, Chad Bergman dips the knees in the air. He's got this one. 35-26, Botkins behind by nine. Here come the Rangers into the forecourt. Logan Leffel, 25 feet away, nearly stolen on the play by Eric Grevy out near the timeline, but he wrapped his arms around the Ranger player, and that's a foul. Three personals each way.
Is that the third on? That's his third also. Ooh.
Luke Bergman's got, no, that was on Grevy. Yeah, he picked up two in the first half.
Eric right. Grevy, yes.
Yep, three on him. Here's Leffel, top of the circle, foul line top. Triangle of players straight away, work it around toward New Knoxville, 1:48 to go, third quarter.
They're with a 9-point lead, and they've gone zone, so they're able to run some clock.
Here's a ball thrown to the baseline to Newman. Newman forces one up from 7 feet, can't get it to go. Oh, what a strong offensive rebound. Stick back by Newman is good, and he is fouled. Well, just as you talked about him on cue, Chuck, Zach Newman performs another fine play. Free throw, Newman, swish, and the Rangers have expanded the lead to 12.
He's got an 8-point quarter going, and Botkin's going to have to get out of that zone unless they want to start trapping out of it.
Well, Zach Newman's muscle has been a key to this third quarter. He's used his body mass fine in this period. Ball thrown down inside to Flora for Botkins from short range. A little half-hook shot, low post right, and he short-armed it. No good. Defense by New Knoxville just as he released it, and the Rangers come away with yet another rebound. It's one and done for Botkins here in the second half. A 3-point third quarter for the Trojans. Far side of the floor, New Knoxville's players hemmed in. It's Timmerman. 5-second count is on, and just in the nick of time, the Rangers get a timeout, a minute to go in the third. It is a 12-point game. Hey, for some of you who may have heard of Botkins, I'd like to inform you all about the special meals at Brookins in Fort Loramie. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins, hey, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. A little more history about Brookins for those of you who don't know. Brookins Restaurant has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Traveling violation against New Knoxville after the timeout. 48.5 left here in the third. Botkins down at 12, and the Trojans desperately, Chuck, need points
before this period closes out. But they are just not finishing their shots. They're getting shots around the basket, and they're not finishing. You're just kind of trying to push them up there and guide them in.
Yeah, you're right. The follow-through seems to be held back somewhat. Good defense by New Knoxville is causing that. Here's Nolan Grebe outside the arc to Follenkamp. Into the lane to Bergman, and the ball slipped right through his legs, rolled to the baseline, tied up. Bergman and a Ranger player. And then a timeout is whistled, I think, by Bodkins. No, the Rangers get the timeout.
I think they had possession.
It will be New Knoxville ball with 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Yep, as I was saying, Brookins in Fort Loramie, an outstanding restaurant, great food. It's cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years. Putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, a proud underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Half minute to go, third quarter. Chuck was right. The Knoxville timeout because the Rangers snarfed up that loose ball on the baseline. So the Rangers have the final possession. Third quarter, barring a turnover or an interception here by Bodkins. Lagerman dishes off. Deep left corner, Leffel. Into top, in among traffic, in the lane. Oh, he threads his way, ducks under, and hits the short banker.
Good up and under.
Woo, 3 seconds left. Grevy, forecourt, long one, Bodkins, 25-footer. Off the backboard, no good. Fine close to that third quarter by New Knoxville, which held Bodkins in check to only 3 in the previous 8 minutes. 14-point lead, Rangers. On ScoresBroadcast.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna. Village utilities and safety, plus country living in style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building.
A 14-3 third quarter has spurred Knoxville, which is now up by 14 points. First 10 seconds, fourth quarter of this game. Rangers got the last bucket. Nice play by Top down inside to finish out the third quarter, and it's New Knoxville's ball to start the fourth. Newman's got it 25 feet away. Bodkins tries to knock it loose. New Knoxville runs it down, gets it back, and then throws it away. Cross-court pass for Leffel goes out of bounds.
I was just getting ready to say, look how well they're running their offense and how sharply compared to Bodkins, and they threw it away. So I won't say it.
Bodkins needs a streak of buckets at one end and stops at the other. Behind the 14. Ball thrown down inside to Bergman. Bergman right in front of the rim. Little half hook from 7 feet. Oh, my goodness. It did everything but go in. It went down below the cylinder. Chuck came out. There is a lid on it right now for the Trojans, who can do nothing right.
I was just unlucky.
If that was a point-blank range shot for Bergman, did everything but go in, hit every centimeter of the rim, and came off at just one of those nights. New Knoxville then at the other end makes a miscue. Two quick turnovers by the Rangers. Bodkins has got to start capitalizing right now. Behind the 14, a minute 10 gone here in the fourth quarter. outside the arc is Flora. Flora pulls up, goes to Grevy. Grevy, a long three-pointer. It is short off the front rim. He follows, scrapes it up off the hardwood, and banks it in from 5 feet away in front.
He has both baskets for Bodkins in the second half.
That's amazing. Two field goals for Bodkins in nearly 10 minutes here in the second half of this game. And here's the Knoxville forecourt left, a lazy pass right in front of us. Bodkins got a hand on it, knocks it free, and then New Knoxville runs it down, but in so doing, runs with the basketball without dribbling. It's a turnover. Three straight for the Rangers to start the fourth quarter. Here's Fullenkamp down the floor, quickly inside to Bergman. Look at Bergman go to work. He pours in a bank shot, and he's fouled. That's the kind of Bodkins club we saw on Friday, and no doubt the team that performed on Saturday night as well. Bergman at the free throw line. A chance to give Bodkins 5 points in a row and trim that 14-point deficit all the way down to nine here. Still anybody's game. Bodkins continues to need to get stops at the defensive end. The free throw by Bergman is in and out, in and out. It won't go. Wow. There is an invisible sheet over the basket. Bodkins simply cannot get the close calls to fall in. Here's the Knoxville in the forecourt right down below us. Well, Bodkins, Chuck, is getting a lot of deflections now. They've stepped up the intensity on defense. A tie-up results here. The Rangers keep the basketball, though.
They need to get a little closer so New Knoxville feels a little more pressure when they run in their offense.
Bodkins has come out like glue, guarding everybody on the arc. Ball throw right corner to Timmerman. Timmerman's got an avenue to the basket for New Knoxville. He drives, beats resistance, shot it long. Rebounded by Bodkins. Down the floor to Bergman in the paint. Bergman a twisting maneuver, and he's belted by the Rangers. 5:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. You get the feeling that momentum is starting to shift. Bodkins must continue to put the pressure on. Trojans have gotten, what, four or five stops to open play fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to four, a deep three, left side, rimmed and came out. The Rangers gather the long rebound. Boy, the shots just will not fall for Bodkins tonight. Here's Jonah Loggeman down the floor for New Knoxville. The top dribbles to the lane. Knocked away, but Bodkins picked back up there by the Rangers. To Stone in the corner. Bergman blocks the pass, but it goes right back to Stone. Another lucky break for the Rangers. Here's Leffel near midcourt. Feeds a teammate Loggeman in the lane. Bad pass for Top. Stolen. Nolan Grevy rips his way down the floor. And a reach-in foul from the backside by the Rangers.
They're getting a lot of steals here, and they're playing good defense. They just got to convert.
Half a dozen stops in succession by Bodkins to start the fourth quarter. And the Trojans inbound it. Baseline left. It is Grevy. And Grevy's wrapped up. It's a defensive lineman, more or less, who throws his arms around him. And that is a one-and-one situation for Bodkins. Very obvious foul. Ball inbounded to Grevy, back to the basket, just outside the low post. Bodkins needs these foul shots. Free throw by Grevy. Front rim, backboard. It's good. 40-31. Five straight points by Bodkins, outset of the fourth quarter. New Knoxville hasn't scored in nearly 3 minutes to start the period. Second shot, Grevy in the air. Swish, he's got it. Six in a row by Bodkins, which tries to make a comeback. Coming back in now for New Knoxville is Zach Newman. Newman on the court with Loggeman and Timmerman and Top and Leffel. Egbert, Nolan Grevy, Flora, Bergman, Eric Grevy out there now for Bodkins. Here's the Rangers coming down the floor in a hurry. It's Loggeman. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed, in hot water. And a Bodkins player finally gets a little too aggressive and makes contact. Foul number five on Bodkins with 5:01 left in the fourth. 40-32, the Knoxville leads. Bodkins has cut into this Rangers lead. Foul number four on Eric Grevy. He has sat more tonight than he's played. He's on the bench again now.
Leading scorer with 10 right now.
ball inbounded to Logan Leffel, 4 to Knoxville, 30 feet away. Fullenkamp picks him up, double team. He goes to top, another double team. Leffel entering the lane, makes a spin move. Greavy tries to tie him up from the backside, but got a piece of the arm. 16 fouls on Bodkins. Beneath the basket, the Rangers will throw in. Looking, is Leffel, can't find anybody. That's got to be 5 seconds, and it is. Boy, the Bodkins Trojans defense here in the fourth quarter, Chuck, has been excellent. That's 7 stops by Bodkins here in the first 3 minutes plus fourth quarter of this game. Here's Fullenkamp dribbling 20 feet away, on top the floor, back to Fullenkamp. Looks inside for Bergman. He's bracketed. Now it goes to Chad. Chad steps over the foot of a new Knoxville player, hits the half-hook shot from 8 feet. A foul is called.
That's a tough size. That was about 8 feet out, and he had two guys, one guy holding his arm and the other guy clawing at his face.
Oh, my goodness. Players draped all over him. Bergman knocks it down. Whistle blew. He was clearly fouled. Free throw coming, and Bodkins is within 6. And that may have been the 5th foul on Newman of the Rangers. It is.
It was. And like I said, he leads them. He had 10 points. He had an 8-point fourth quarter.
Sam Stone back in the game now for New Knoxville. Bergman at the free throw line. Rangers starting to feel the pressure. Boy, this has been a game of streaks and runs. New Knoxville red hot in the third. Rangers can't do much right here in the fourth. All Bodkins, which is down by only 5 now. Shot by Bergman is in. 40-35. Rangers lead. Quickly down the floor to Knoxville. Here's a drive to the basket. Lagerman took it 60 feet. He blew it. No good. In too much of a hurry. Back the other way, Bodkins. Here comes Nolan Greavy. Bounce pass to Flora. Driving layup. Yes. Timeout, New Knoxville. The pendulum is swung. Bodkins within 3. 40-37, 4:15 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
New Knoxville led by 3 at the half of this game. And then the New Knoxville Rangers outscored Bodkins 14-3 in the third. An 11-point run by the Trojans to answer in the first 3 minutes, 45 seconds of the fourth. 10 players in backcourt. Rangers ball. New Knoxville led by only 3 now. 40-37. It was 40-26 at the end of the third quarter. We're near the 4-minute mark. Rangers have got the ball. It's top. Center circle. Near side pass goes to Nathan Timmerman. He's hounded near midcourt. Bodkins knocks it loose. Timmerman gets it back. A lot of elbows being flung. Rangers still dribbling. It's Leffel. Tries to get it out of trouble. Bodkins over guards. 1-1 Rangers. It's going to be imperative now for Bodkins, Chuck, down the stretch, to play as much defense as possible without fouling. Here's the New Knoxville foul shot. Oh, it's right below us. We're on the mezzanine, looking down through the glass. The shot by Leffel danced around some more, and eventually it fell through. Second shot hit the back iron. Long rebound. Bergman snares it for Bodkins, which is down 4 to Fullenkamp at the timeline. 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. Fullenkamp looks for Nolan Greavy, gets it to him. Rotated to Egbert now. Bergman flashing through the lane. Here's Flora on the arc. Now to Fullenkamp. And we've got an inside player, top for New Knoxville, trying to shove Bergman away from the basket using his keister to do it, and it's a foul.
Yeah, he's 6'1", trying to guard 6'6".
Bergman with a 1-1, 3:34 to go fourth quarter. Free throw, Chad, is good. He buries it. 41-38 now.
And that got Chad to 10. We were saying 16 might win it for him. Six more points for him in the last 3:30 might be what they need.
Exactly. Bergman, not just two free throws. It's a two-point game, believe it or not. 3.5 to go. Full court pressure, Bodkins. Here's New Knoxville's top, zipping down the left side. Long cross-court pass to Leppel, picked up by Fullenkamp. 41-39, New Knoxville. 3:20 left to go. Ball thrown to the post, handled there by Gable. Lobbed out back to Leppel. You sense the Rangers don't want to do anything but shoot fouls. They're trying to hang on to the ball and nurse this lead. They throw it away. They throw it away. Intercepted by Bergman, and he's fouled immediately. Bergman's got the 1-1. No, it's a double bonus for Chad to tie the game with 3:13 to go. What a conclusion to this contest. It looked like Bodkins was beaten soundly in the third quarter, down 14. Bergman's foul shot lifts the rim and comes out to the right. 41-39, New Knoxville, 3:13 left here in the fourth quarter. Boy, what a splendid game here tonight. Very close, right down to the last possession or two. Second shot, Bergman. Four or five dribbles in the air. Hits the back rim and comes off. Long rebound there to Flora of Bodkins. Back out to Fullenkamp. Trojans miss crucial free throws Friday night against Jackson Center. Two big ones right there failed to go in. Bergman at the mid-post, back to the basket, 10 feet away. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed, double dribble. He tried to get out of hot water and put it on the deck a second time after being defended well and picking up his dribble, and that is a violation. They'll mark it down at 2:55 to go. Bodkins had a possession to tie or take the lead. Rangers bring it up into the forecourt now. Ahead by two. 2:41 to go. Lagerman. Midcourt pass to Leffel. Ball thrown to Timmerman, 20 feet away. He's doubled immediately and tripped as he started to slice toward the basket. Flora cut his legs out from under it. 41-39. New Knoxville up two. Rangers without a field goal. Only 1 point for the home team here in the entire fourth quarter. 2:38 remaining. 1-1, New Knoxville. That free throw doesn't have a chance. It's way off to the left. Timmerman blew it. Bodkins with a rebound. Again, the Trojans, an opportunity to tie or take the lead. Second straight possession to do just that. Here's Flora, 20 feet away to Nolan Greavy. Telegraph pass, intercepted. The Lagerman to Leffel. Leffel driving, scoring at the other end, and he's fouled. Careless pass to the Trojans, cost him. Rangers up four now, shooting a foul to go up five. 2:19 to go. Leffel streaked the other way after the intercept. He shoots and makes. Rangers up five. First bucket of the fourth quarter by New Knoxville. And it came with 2:17 to go in the game, a three-point play. Five-point lead, Rangers. Quickly, Fullenkamp down the floor. Inside to Bergman, to Fullenkamp, right corner. Line drive, three-pointer, way short, rebound Rangers. Here comes Leffel over the timeline. 2 minutes to go. Bodkins down five. Bodkins had two possessions to tie or take the lead with under three to go in this game and could not capitalize. A lot of dribbling to the Rangers. They throw it to Stone, baseline right. Stone hands off on the play to Timmerman, and he is bodied up and fouled by Bodkins. Both teams in the double bonus now. 20 fouls called in the second half, 10 each way. Nathan Timmerman, who's played splendidly tonight off the bench for the Rangers, is at the stripe. 1:44 to go. The Rangers try to put this game away at the free throw line. Shot is in, as you can tell by the roar of the home crowd here at the barn at New Knoxville. 45-39 Rangers. Second free throw is in the air, and it is in again, right down through the cylinder. Two perfect free throws, calmly tossed in by New Knoxville, which is up seven. Here's Fullenkamp on the arc, weaves a pass down inside to Bergman. He's doubled, dumps it to a cutter left baseline, but Bergman was hit by the backside defender, and he's got the double bonus. Looked like Botkins was going to get a pretty good shot at the basket from Cameron Flora.
Yeah, they had him open inside. Yep. Bergman found him. It was going to be a layup.
But the whistle blew a second earlier, forcing Bergman to toe the free throw line, and he is short on the foul shot.
Missed his last three. Very uncharacteristic of him.
Bodkins, and it's defeat at the hands of Jackson Center on Friday. Missed critical free throws. Same here tonight. Bergman's got this one. 46-40. 6-point lead New Knoxville. Bodkins had cut it to two. Rangers pushed it to seven. Now it's six. A minute 25 remaining. New Knoxville playing keep away in the half court. Here's Logan Leffel, guarded by Fullenkamp. Weaves it to teammate Lagerman. Back out high. It goes to Leffel. Leffel's doubled. Ball thrown middle of the floor to Gable. Rangers have a man open down here in the baseline. It's Timmerman. The Knoxville's Leffel won't give it up to him. Instead, the Rangers keep it out near the timeline, and they work the clock down to 56, 55. Double team, Bodkins, and a foul with 53.6 to go. New Knoxville Rangers have outshot Bodkins at the free throw line, Chuck. Is that fair to say?
They have 10, 11, 13 points from there. Rockets has 15, but they shot more.
Rangers a far better percentage. Both shots by, or I should say the first shot by Leffel, dead center. And it's 47-40, New Knoxville. Second free throw, Leffel. Yes, again. 48-40, New Knoxville leads. Rangers in command, 50 seconds remaining. Bodkins into the forecourt. Grevy's got the ball ahead of the key. Gives it up to Fullenkamp. 39 to go. Inside to Bergman. Maneuvers back to the basket. Double team. Splits the defenders and scores from 7 feet. Timeout, Brett Meyer, head coach of Bodkins. 37.4 to go. Trojans down 6. We will tell our listeners all about Adam Rice and Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time, high-tech computer solutions to serve you and small businesses as well. Computer solutions, including PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adam Rice will repair mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service. He's prompt, on time. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Great comeback by Bodkins, which, with under 3 minutes to go in this game, had two possessions, down two, to tie or take the lead, couldn't convert. New Knoxville's pulled away at the charity stripe here in the last minute. 38 seconds remaining. Full court pressure, Bodkins. New Knoxville in backcourt at stop. Picks up his dribble, and he's grabbed from the side.
Well, they both have made 15 free throws in the game, but Bodkins has shot 24. New Knoxville shot 19.
Top at the free throw line for the Rangers, trying to extend the lead. He missed it. 48-42 Rangers. Bodkins won the JV game. It was played well. Went right down to the last couple possessions. But at the moment, it looks like the Rangers will pull out the varsity tilt. Second free throw up and in, but top. 49-42, New Knoxville. Here is Fullenkamp, midcourt for Bodkins. Whips a pass ahead to Egbert. On top to Grevy. Left side throw goes to Flora. Back out Egbert, coming around off a screen. A three-point shooter, wide left, no good. Weak side rebound, Flora short, but he's fouled. 18.4 to go. 49-42, Rangers will win it. It will be New Knoxville's second win against three losses. Bodkins will fall to 4-4. Here is the free throw by Flora of Bodkins, up and good. 49-43.
Bodkins would like to have that third quarterback. That's where they lost the basketball.
Isn't that the truth? My goodness. 3 points, one field goal in the entire 8 minutes. Rangers came out to start the second half, played much better than did the Trojans in the third quarter of action, and that was the difference, as Chuck just noted. Free throw is in by Bodkins, 49-44. Rangers get it inbounds on the play to Logan Leffel. He dribbles back under the wrong basket. Bodkins has to foul him, though, with 16.2 to go.
Well, they're sending the wrong guy to the line, but they have no choice.
Leffel wants the ball because he is a very confident free throw shooter, as he cans one here to make it a 50-44 game, Rangers.
6 of 7 in the fourth quarter. That's pretty impressive.
Yep, New Knoxville down the stretch has been accurate at the line. Two more foul shots made, this pair by Leffel. 51-44, New Knoxville. Quickly down the floor, Egbert to Vollenkamp in the right corner for the Trojans. 9 seconds to go. The weave is on. In the deep corner, it's entered to Bergman. Back out to Vollenkamp on the arc. In and out on the three-pointer. Rebound by the Rangers, and that does it. New Knoxville whips Bodkins tonight. Thanks to a big 14-3 third quarter, Rangers win it by 7 in the end, 51-44. Bodkins tried to come from behind, cut it to 2 twice with under 3 minutes left, could not capitalize on either possession, had opportunities to tie or take the lead, didn't get it done. New Knoxville, over the last 2 minutes of this game, pulls away at the free throw line to defeat Bodkins for the 13th consecutive time. Final score, Rangers 51, Trojans 44, here tonight at New Knoxville. Bodkins gave it its all, but the Rangers simply outplayed Bodkins for most of this game this evening. And the third quarter for the Trojans was a dismal one. Hampered by fouls early on in this game were Chad Bergman and Eric Grevy. They had to sit the bench for better than half of the first half of this game. Still, New Knoxville led by only 3 at the halftime break, and with Grevy and Bergman back on the floor in the third quarter, New Knoxville pulled away to an 11-point lead, or I should say to a 14-point lead after 3 periods. Bodkins rallied. Trojans scored the first 11 to start the fourth, and it looked like Bodkins might overtake the Rangers, but as is the case so often when you expend so much energy to come from behind, you usually run out of gas, as Bodkins did here tonight. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring for tonight's game. Logan Leffel led the way. He got nearly 20 for New Knoxville.
Well, they had 3 in double figures. Leffel had 17. They got 11 out of Tinnerman. I thought he had a terrific game.
Yep.
And then Newman had 10. They got 9 from Kopp. He did have a nice floor game also. On the other side, also 3 in double figures. Bergman had a kind of a quiet 14. They got 12 from Flora and 10 from Eric Grevy. Just really couldn't get the job done. They got out-rebounded 30-24, and that was probably the difference in the game.
Another telling statistic. The Bodkins Trojans actually shot more free throws than did New Knoxville, but the Rangers made more.
Well, they were 17-26, and quite honestly, that's not horrible, but 18-23 on the other end. But more importantly, 9-12 in the fourth quarter,
yep,
for New Knoxville.
And that was decisive. Our Clancy star of the games, Chuck, who do we consider?
I think we go with Cameron Flora for Bodkins, and on the other end, I know that Leffel had 17, but I'm going to go with Zach Newman.
Mm-hmm.
Until he fouled out, that kid had done a great job defensively,
yes,
and had the big third quarter that really put him over the edge.
Exactly. Zach Newman wins the Clancy's Award for New Knoxville, and Cameron Flora earns the honor for Bodkins. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Head coach Josh Lisi of New Knoxville's got to be pleased with his club after tonight's game. Best performance of the year for the Rangers, who turned in a 51-44 win over Botkins. Chuck, it does no good to look at common opponents. Fort Loramie defeated New Knoxville, albeit by a scant point on a buzzer beater by Worman. Botkins handled Fort Loramie easily at Fort Loramie. New Knoxville beats Botkins. Go figure.
You can't. I mean, you're right. You could probably play it out to where some team that won one game would win the state tournament if you figured it down the line like that.
That's what makes all of this so much fun here on scoresbroadcast.com.
No doubt about it. This was a really fun game. It was a very entertaining game to watch. Mm-hmm.
Sure was. The defenses were very tenacious, forcing a lot of turnovers. Botkins got six or seven straight stops to start the fourth quarter. Botkins simply needs to become more consistent and put three and four quarters together.
Yeah, I mean, and we kind of saw that Friday night. They had a slow start, dropped back, and then had a real good run that got it down to where they had a chance to tie the game in the last 3 seconds.
Yep.
To send it into overtime. So, I mean, they're going to win more games than they lose.
Yes, exactly. Botkins now 4-4 on the year, and New Knoxville is 2-3. Don't forget, our next presentation here on scoresbroadcast.com is from Piqua on Friday night. Sydney Yellow Jackets in action. That should be a battle. Two rivals go at it. Sydney from Shelby County, Piqua from Miami County. We're at Piqua High School. Tip-off 7:30, on the air at 7:10 on Friday night. Saturday afternoon, it's a 1:30 tip, 1:10 webcast time for Lima Bath at the Fort Loramie Girls. And then Saturday night, it is a 7:30 tip, a 7:10 webcast time for Houston Boys at Minster. We get to see both of those teams for the first time this year. Each club improved over 1 year ago.
Well, I talked to a couple of people here that have seen Minster, and they said they're a good basketball team.
Yes, yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, our anchor underwriters, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, best local sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Household Name and Building, developing Timber Trail, South Edge of Anna is Middendorf. Middendorf Builders will also customize a home to your plan and specifications. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery will give you the best shot. And gratitude as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions at Wells Brothers, excellent workmanship. Fine game tonight. New Knoxville seemed to be just a half step quicker, exercising its offense nicely through most of this game. Botkins tried to turn it on. Chuck simply got behind, but too far. 14 minutes in high school basketball against a good foul shooting team like the Rangers, or I should say 14 points down in the second half against a club that shoots free throws like New Knoxville is too many times, too far to come back from.
Well, you expend, I mean, it's a cliche, but you expend so much energy coming back, sometimes you just can't get over the hump.
No.
They never got it tied. They never got the lead, and I think that was the difference.
And Chad Bergman's points were hard-earned.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the Rangers did a great job corralling him in the lane. Whenever he got the basketball, he had a difficult time lifting his arms, taking a step, turning, repositioning himself to shoot. The Rangers did an excellent job in preparation for Bergman and executed it tonight.
They did a great job of sitting on that right hand and making him go left all night long.
Well said. Good observation. Brett Gish is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Once again, our final score tonight from here at the Barn in New Knoxville, the Rangers 51, the Trojans 44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.